Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're featuring four Motown artists with two singles each. Coming up first, Stevie Wonder, then Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, and finally Thelma Houston. Well, coming up, a song that was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, We Can Work It Out. Well, at this time in 1971, Stevie Wonder was enjoying self-production. The track coming up, We Can Work It Out, was taken from the LP called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, and it was his third rhythm blues smash in a row, and it was also a double-sided pop hit to boot. The other side of We Can Work It Out is a song called Never Dreamed You'd Leave Me in Summer. Well, on May 3rd, 1971, Stevie Wonder turned 21, and he demanded an accounting of his royalties. Once he was satisfied, he took a chunk of the money held in trust for him as a minor and set himself up at Electric Lady in Amedia Sound Studios in New York. He refused to reduce his contract, planning instead to record on his own and release the next album on his own, which became Music of My Mind. Well, he held out, and Motown made him an offer he couldn't refuse. He also intended to form his only publishing company called Black Bull and production company called Taurus, but Motown gave it all to him, and he now had full artistic control. Well, here is Stevie, We Can Work It Out, right here on Motown Memories.
Try to make things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why you say it your way? On the risk of knowing that I love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. You're saying you can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Hey. Think of what I'm saying. Hey. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for singing and fighting, my friend.
Strong, moving in the right direction, living just in patience long, but soon it won't happen. To find a job is like a haystack needle, 'cause where he lived, they don't use colored people. Living just enough for the situation.
Found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on! Get in that cell, nigga.
God. No.
His hair is long. His feet are hard and pretty.
Yeah.
with Tom Fallon.
You can always
Lost, Reach Out, I'll Be There. They reached number 29 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971. And we started off with a pair of Stevie Wonder tunes. The last one we heard was Living in the City, number 8 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1973. And we started with Stevie's We Can Work It Out, number 13 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists with two songs each. Well, we heard the first song from Diana Ross. The second song coming up is a song called Last Time I Saw Him. Last Time I Saw Him was taken from the 1973 album, which was entitled Last Time I Saw Him. The album yielded two songs, the song coming up, and also a song called Sleepin'. And it would be the last studio album that Diana Ross issued in the next 3 years, until her album, which was released in 1976, called Diana Ross. The album reached number 52 on the U.S. Billboard charts, and it reached number 12 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts, while the single Last Time I Saw Him reached number 14 in the U.S. charts and 16 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, here is Last Time I Saw Him, Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound
Tom Fallon. Motown Hauntings. All here with Motown. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Tunes from the Jackson 5, that was Love You Save, and that reached number 1 in the US Billboard charts from 1970. Before that, a number 10 tune from 71 by the Jackson 5, Sugar Daddy, and we started with the second of two songs from Diana Ross, that was Last Time I Saw Him, number 14 from 1974. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we featured seven Motown artists with two hits each. Well, coming up, the last Motown artist we'll feature this hour, Thelma Houston, and she only had two top 40 songs. The first one was the smash hit called Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, Don't Leave Me This Way was written by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and Cary Gilbert, and it was produced by Hal Davis. It had a very disco arrangement. It was a massive international hit, topping the soul charts and the US Billboard charts for 1 week in April of 1977. The song peaked at number 13 in the UK, and it went to number 1 in the disco charts, and is considered by many to be not just one of the greatest songs of the disco era, but the entire 1970s as well. Well, later that same year, it was featured on the soundtrack of the movie called Looking for Mr. Goodbar. Well, Houston's version was revived in 1995 in a new remix, and that remix reached number 19 in the US Billboard dance charts and number 35 in the UK. Well, this version got Houston ranked number 86 on the United States television show VH1's 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders, as well as the number 2 spot on their 100 Greatest Dance Songs. Well, here is Thelma, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories.
This way.
Pair of top 40 songs from Thelma Houston, her only two songs that reached the U.S. top 40. That was Saturday Night, Sunday Morning. That reached number 34 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1979. And before that, the number one smash from 76, Don't Leave Me This Way. This hour, we featured eight Motown artists with two songs each. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.